I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Lebanon prepares to hold parliamentary elections March 27th. The announcement comes as much of the country deals with rolling blackouts. Anger over the economic collapse led to protesters damaging the state electric company's equipment. But the big picture? Nuna with Triumphant Mercy Lebanon says Hezbollah hopes to benefit from the crisis, gaining power in the election.
I think this is all a game that Hezbollah is playing so that the government would be completely corrupt, completely collapsing, and that they would take over. So they're playing with the currency so that we reach that point.
Disillusioned with corrupt power structures, people in Lebanon have a deep hunger to know Jesus. Nuna says Triumphant Mercy recently planted a new church, pray many people would find hope through the love of Lebanese believers. And religious freedom has come a long way in Egypt since the Arab Spring and subsequent persecution. Uncharted Ministries' Tom Doyle says Egyptian believers, especially those from a Muslim background, still have to watch their backs. Read Abel's story on our website. An active evangelist, he quickly drew the wrong sort of attention. But the Lord had a different plan in mind for Abel's family.
We thank God for a miracle. This is a beautiful picture of redemption and deliverance. They didn't die as martyrs. God's not finished with them, and he's going to use them more. On Mission Network News, so many times we have to give the stories of the heartbreak. Here's Abel and Anna and little Sophia with big smiles on their face. They're free, and they're not giving up their ministry.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. MNN depends on you, our listener, for support to keep bringing you the news and help you identify ways to find your place in the story of the Great Commission. Would you consider joining us today? Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.